The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah tasei shazman grama, a positive time-bound mitzvah, and so according to the normative rules of halakha, women should be exempt from it. But the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph says that women are chayavot in Ner Chanukah. Why? Because afhein hayu b'oto hanes, they were also included in the miracle of Chanukah. And Rashi explains that during the time of the Greek oppression, a certain decree was made that Jewish women had to be intimate with the local governor or ruler, and one of them fought back, and that a certain victory occurred as a result. And because a woman played an important role in the battle against the Greeks, so therefore women are also included in the chiyuv of Ner Chanukah. But Tosfot in Masechet Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, they say it's not because of the role that women played in achieving salvation that they're chayavot, but because they were subject to the same threats and oppression that men were subject to. So because everybody was saved, so therefore everybody has a chiyuv in the mitzvah. Either way, the halakha is that women certainly have to light Chanukah candles in exactly the same way that men have to. And so certainly if a woman lives alone or a group of women share a house or a flat, they've all got a chiyuv of Ner Chanukah. The question comes up, though, what about women who live with their family, either married women or daughters still living in their parents' home? Do they still need to light Ner Chanukah in the same way that men do? So for Sfardim, it's bichlal not a question, because the Sfardim Minhag is in accordance with the Mechaber in Siman Taf Reish Ayin Aleph Seif Bet. It says that only one member of the household lights for the entire family. So the women in the household don't light their own Chanukiyot, but the men don't either. And just one person, presumably either a man or a woman, lights for the whole house. But Ashkenazim, they follow the Rama, who says that everybody lights their own Chanukiah. But the Mishnah Berurah says that a married woman doesn't light her own Ner Chanukah because he kagufo. She's as if she's the same person as her husband. Why this should be is unclear, and Rav Soloveitchik is brought down in Sefer Nefesh HaRav as contesting this. And presumably, if a married woman wants to light her own Chanukiah, she can do so even according to the Mishnah Berurah, either under the rubrics of Mahadrin, like the other members of the family, or simply by having in mind that she doesn't intend to fulfill the mitzvah with her husband's lighting. Though there are some Achronim who dispute this, and they maintain that in actual fact a married woman shouldn't light her own menorah. As far as unmarried women are concerned, seems from the Poskim, though, that they should light even if they're in their parents' home. Mishnah Berurah was only talking about Ishto Kagufo, and that's a minhag in many families. And I think this is a good minhag for lots of reasons. But on the other hand, there are many families where the daughters don't light. And the question is, why not? Presuming, of course, that they aren't just being unenthusiastic about the mitzvah. So the most famous answer to the question is suggested by the Chatam Sofer in his Chidushim to Masechet Shabbat, where he notes that in the times of Chazal, the menorah was lit outside the house. And there's a concept of the pasuk kol kvuda bat melech panima, that it's immodest or improper for a woman to be outside the house. And therefore, from the very outset, women never lit Ner Chanukah. And that practice stuck, even though nowadays we usually light indoors. So obviously, it's not entirely clear how kol kvuda bat melech panima should be applied, especially since nowadays all women from all communities go outside all the time. And also, presumably, in the times of Chazal, if a woman lived by herself, then she did light Ner Chanukah. So maybe it's difficult to say that women never lit the menorah. I saw another explanation for the minhag that women don't light in Rav David Brofsky's Sefer on the Moedim and also in other sources, that since married women don't light the Chanukah candles, so it would be disrespectful for a woman's daughters to light when their mother isn't lighting. And I found a third explanation in Rav Sternbach's Tshuvot v'Hanagot, that the Lashon of the Gemara is afhein hayu b'oto hanes, that even women were part of the Chanukah miracle. And that formulation of afhein suggests that they're a bit of an afterthought, and therefore their chiyuv is a little bit less than the chiyuv of men, in the same way that according to the famous sheet of the Bahag regarding the mitzvah of Megillah, that whilst men have an obligation of kriya, men have an obligation to read the Megillah, women only have an obligation of shemia, to listen to the Megillah. So likewise, he suggests that with Ner Chanukah, men have the mitzvah of Mahadrin, that every member of the family should light, whereas women only have the mitzvah of Ner Yishuvetor, one Chanukiah per family. In any event, there are certainly different minhagim about this, but I think that all things being equal, it's good that single women living at home should light their own menorah. Someone once told me that in their community, the girls light Ner Chanukah till their bat mitzvah, and then they stop. And I think that's very strange halachically, because children usually do mitzvot as a din in chinuch for their adulthood. So if they're not going to carry on doing it when they reach adulthood, then why are they doing it as children? And I also think that it's questionable educationally as well. All children love lighting Chanukah candles, and here the subliminal message is that the light and the fun of the mitzvot stops once you become bat mitzvah. But as I say, different minhagim in different places. Ad kan.